I'm lucky enough to talk to the Springfield Police Chief, Paul Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Summer. How are you?
To be honest, I'm kind of scared. So yesterday morning when I came into work, I got out of my car just after 3 o'clock in the morning. Springfield, virtually dead, right?
Right, right.
So as I'm walking towards the door of the station, I hear 3 gunshots, and then I hear a car speed away real quick. I ran to the door. I'm terrified. What has happened to Springfield?
So first question, did you call 911 when you heard that?
No, I actually waited like an hour. In my mind, I'm like, was that gunshot? Was that really
sure.
a gunshot? So I second-guessed myself, to be honest. And then I thought, no, I need to call. It was an hour later when I did call.
I got you. And that's very commonplace. So first, let me talk about just the incidents of shots fired in the city. That's something that over the last 5 years has increased pretty much every year. In fact, I just reported to city council. We set a record, unfortunately, for calls related to shots fired last year, 356. So about one a day gets called in. But national studies show that only about 1 in 5 of those instances actually get called in because of what you just experienced. People go, was that really gunshots? Or I'm sure somebody else will call. Or, what did I hear? And they wait. So the first thing I would say, man, please call us. I want people to call when they hear that. Let us sort it out. Unfortunately, the number of people being injured in those situations has also increased over the last couple of years. But the majority of them are just people randomly, unfortunately, using guns irresponsibly and shooting them off. Out of those 356 last year, 73 resulted in an injury. So the high number of people just for whatever reason, it's silly, it's unsafe. I don't know why people think they need to do it, but either shooting guns off randomly or involved in personal disputes and they shoot up someone's house or car because of that. That's the way they think they should handle that conflict. And I encourage and implore people that is not the way to handle personal disputes is resort to using a firearm.
Exactly. I am talking to Springfield Police Chief Paul Williams. Chief Williams, what can we do, or me as a citizen or a woman, help to not only keep me safe, but my family safe?
So a couple things, and the first thing, man, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what's going on. If you hear something, you see something, something's out of the ordinary, unusual, please call us and let us respond and investigate the situation and see if there's something that you need to be fearful of, or if it's something not, then we can communicate that to you. Secondly, this is for the general public. There's a lot of gun ownership here, and I support that, and that's not a bad thing, for hunting and sporting. But what we've become are people that think that it's a good idea to carry a gun or use a gun irresponsibly, improperly, and putting people at danger. So I encourage everyone, if you own a gun, if you have someone in your family that has a gun, you keep it secure unless you're going to use it. If you're going to go hunting, you're going to go shooting, get it out. Otherwise, it should be secured. It should not be sitting in the console of your truck. It shouldn't be your glove box. It shouldn't be in your purse unless you're involved in something where you want to keep yourself safe and you're trained and ready to use it. Otherwise, it just presents an opportunity for bad things to happen.
Talking to Springfield Police Chief Paul Williams.
Just a plug for the police department, what we're doing. We target criminals and violent crime and gun crime and do a really, really good job of taking those people off the street who are involved in criminal activity, drug activity, and using firearms. The issue we're experiencing, the number of gunfire calls is really people that haven't been and don't think about being a criminal, but they decide to use a gun improperly and irresponsibly, and that's what we really like to control.
Thank you so much. Springfield Police Chief Paul Williams, thanks for listening this morning and giving us a call and clarifying some things. Sounds like the first thing you need to do when you hear gunfire, don't do what I did. Don't second guess yourself. Call 911.
Absolutely. Summer, thank you for having me on.